This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Political parties have gained momentum to form a new government in Bihar. After a landslide victory in assembly elections, NDA has shifted focus to government formation in the state. Union Minister and President of Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas, Chirag Paswan, President of Hindustani Awam Morcha Santosh Suman and several other leaders of NDA met Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in Patna yesterday. During the meeting, informal discussions were held regarding government formation. JDU's working President Sanjay Jha and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh also met senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi last evening. It is reported that initial discussions regarding the process of forming the new government took place during this summit meeting. The last meeting of the state cabinet is likely to be held tomorrow. In this meeting, a recommendation will be made to dissolve the cabinet.
The Janata Dal United has called all its 85 newly elected MLAs to Patna tomorrow. A meeting of the Janata Dal United Legislature Party will be held, in which party president Nitish Kumar will be elected leader of the Legislature Party. All five constituent parties of the NDA will hold separate meetings to elect their respective Legislature Party leaders, after which a joint meeting will be held where the leader of the NDA will be elected. A meeting of the Lok Jan Shakti Party was held yesterday, in which the party's state president Raju Tiwari was elected leader of the Legislature Party. Meetings of the Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha Legislature Parties are expected to be held today. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Alphala University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. All gates of Delhi Metro's Lal Qila station are now open for commuters. Lal Qila Metro station was earlier closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on the 10th of this month. In a major step toward expanding frontier tourism, Sikkim government has announced that the strategically sensitive sites of Doklam and Chola will be open to tourists by December 15 this year. The decision marks the first time civilians will be allowed access to these high-security border zones. In Kerala, Shabarimala Temple will open this evening for the annual Mandala Makara Vilakku pilgrimage season. Travancore Devaswam Board has said that all arrangements have been completed. The Sanctum Sanctorum will be open at 5 p.m, during which E.D. Prasad will assume charge as the new Male Shanti chief priest of Shabarimala and M.G. Manu will take charge as the Male Shanti of Mallikapuram. Today is the National Press Day, observed every year on 16th of November to celebrate the role of a free and responsible press. The day commemorates the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its operations on this day in 1966. Since its inception, the council has functioned as an independent moral watchdog, working to uphold high standards of journalism and protect the press from external influence and threats. This year's theme focuses on safeguarding press credibility amidst rising misinformation, highlighting the growing importance of accurate and ethical reporting. Greater Noida is set to host the World Boxing Cup Finals, scheduled from today to November 20 at Shaheed Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex. The event will have 130 boxers from 18 countries, 130 boxers from 18 countries, featuring the 8 best boxers of the year in each of the 20 categories. India is competing in all 20 categories, as host will field the world champions like Meenakshi, Nikhat Zareen, Jasmine and Saweetie Bura. And that is the end of this news bulletin.